taking their place in a long true line of everyday Americans.
Helping to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. This is the Constitution Study on the America Out Loud Network with your host, Paul Engel.
Pay the bills, stay out of jail, love the neighbors and have a few good friends. Every day you were everyday Americans.
You know, last month, Congress passed another one of their omnibus bills. I think omnibus must be Latin for just shove everything you can in it. Because it's become a habit of Congress, when they can't get something done directly through legislation, they bury it in some ginormous bill that nobody could ever read in the hopes of sneaking it through. Now, we're all familiar with pork and legislation. Pork barrel spending is nothing new, but I think it's being elevated at this point to a level of indescribable heights. You see, I think this idea of porculus, this idea of these omnibus bills, has gone from a simple use of carrots and sticks, encouraging what you want, punishing what you don't want. I think it's gotten much worse. I think it's literally gotten to the point of bribes and intimidation. Hello there, everyday Americans. Welcome to the Constitution Study, where we read and study the Constitution. We teach the rising generation to be free. My name is Paul Engel. I'm glad you could join me today, and I want to look at the bribes and intimidations that are still coming out of Washington, D.C. Because, again, forewarned is forearmed. When you begin to understand, when you begin to see that, as Alexis de Tocqueville warned us, this nation will last until Congress realizes it can bribe the American people with their own money. So let's take a look at this today. And I'm going to start again with the omnibus, porculus, gigantus, whatever you want to call it, bill from last month. Well, let's start with this. Roger Williams University in Rhode Island is going to receive $1.6 million to study the equitable growth of shellfish aquaculture industry. I want to make something very, very, very clear. Most of the things we're talking about here have nothing to do with the Constitution. These are not constitutional powers. This is nothing more. I'm sorry. This is nothing more than a bribe. You see, Congress has the power to promote the progress of science and useful arts by securing for limited times to authors and inventors the exclusive right to their respective writings and discoveries, not to spend your money to investigate what they think is interesting. See, this is about bribing people by saying, here, we will send you money. Well, how about a freshwater mussel hatchery in Pennsylvania getting $925,000? To study what? To work on what? What does this have to do? This is not protecting your rights. This isn't even even calling this general welfare of the United States. It's ridiculous. No, this is bribing people. This is a flat-out bribe for Rhode Island, for Pennsylvania, saying, hey, we'll give you cash. Vote for us because we give you cash. I mean, if they were talking about gold, they'd be a commercial, right? Send us your gold. We'll give you cash. Well, in Washington, it says, send us your votes. We'll give you cash. Well, of course, that's not all. No. There are dozens of quote-unquote green projects. Yeah, let's see. There's a group called an Eco Village in Baltimore. They're going to get $3 million. There's another $1.5 million for a solar field in Toledo, Ohio. $1.9 million for a solar testbed in West Virginia. $3 million for floating solar near Albany, New York. Tell me, what does this have to do? Where's our power delegated to the federal government to spend this money? No, this is a federal government picking winners and losers. We're going to put our money here, give them an advantage. See, this is more proof that solar is not fiscally viable yet. It's not financially viable yet because the federal government still needs to spend money to keep it going. And the sad part is it never will become financially viable as long as innovation is hindered by the federal government picking which technologies it's going to promote. Well, for example, $475,000 to the RAISE Institute at Ohio State University to support specifically activist professors, or $500,000 to Worcester State for a diversity in STEM initiative. All of this is about promoting a specific agenda. Even $1 million earmarked for LGBTQ-friendly senior housing in Dallas. None of this is authorized by the Constitution. None of this has anything to do with the powers of the federal government. This is embezzlement. See, Congress is literally taking something that is not theirs so that they can get the benefit of spreading the money around. Look at us. We get the credit because we did these wonderful things. Well, for example, they have $2 million for a project in Michigan labeled Biosolids to Fertilizer. Yet that basically means processing human poo to give to farmers. And then there's another $4.2 million dedicated to sheep experiment station infrastructure improvements in Idaho. They're not done. Senator Richard Shelby of Alabama got $548 million total, $100 million just for Mobile's airport. 10 times any other airport in the country. Why is the federal government spending money on airports? Senator Patrick Leahy got over $160 million, including a farm-to-school institute and an institute for rural partnerships. Speaker Pelosi got $2 million for cultural peacekeeping. I have no idea what that means, but it's your money being spent on it. And Chuck Schumer put his stamp on $650,000 in digital equity in the Bronx and $800,000 for an activity center in Ithaca. They're getting credit for it. I pretty much guarantee that every one of those people will be campaigning using that as, see, we brought home the bacon. The town of Middleburg, Virginia, with a population of 539 people, is getting $2 million town hall. Michigan's Mackinac City, which actually has 805 people, is getting $3 million for a rejuvenation project. You know what, folks? Pay for your own. Then there's the museum devoted to Mahatma Gandhi in Houston. They're getting $3 million. Palo Alto is getting another $3 million to renovate a building at their history museum. You're telling me Palo Alto, the home of Facebook and Salesforce and so much of Silicon Valley, is based in Palo Alto, and they can't come up with money to renovate their own museum? There's a $3 million set aside for a tourist trap to convert an old Illinois prison into a museum. Anaheim, California is getting $2 million for public soccer fields. A theater in Baltimore is getting $3 million. Bermuda Run, North Carolina is getting over $3.5 million for recreational infrastructure. See, all of these are bribes. There's no other way to put it. It is a bribe. They are taking your money and using it to get you to do something. They're taking your money and saying, here, vote for us. We will bring you goodies. This is literally money or a favor given or promised in order to influence the judgment or conduct of a person in a position of trust. Something that serves to induce or influence. The Congress is bribing the American people. Ladies and gentlemen, have you taken the bribe? I'm pretty sure you have. because each and every one of us have benefited from some illicitly gotten gains that the federal government has sent to some state or local program. The federal government, the politics today, literally exists solely in bribery. All of these programs are meant to get you to vote for somebody. If you believe Congress is doing this out of the kindness of their heart, I'm sorry, I can't help you. You're too lost. Because they're literally stealing money from the American people to buy your votes. See, every dime that they spend gets collected eventually from the American people, either in taxes, which are paid now, or taxes to pay the debts that they're incurring because they spend more than they take in. Now, Congress is only authorized to pay for three, collect taxes for three things. To pay the debts, to provide for the common defense, and for the general welfare of the United States. Not everybody in the states, not all of the states, the proper noun, United States, the Union of States. This is not for the general welfare of the Union of States. This is for the benefit of Congress, of the congressmen. This is a flat-out bribe. It's nothing new. It's been going on for decades. Heck, it's probably been going on for centuries. But until we open our eyes and realize that literally the Congress is reaching into your pocket to give you a fraction of that money back in the hopes that you'll vote for them, until we learn that, we've lost control. And if you think that's bad, it gets worse. See, the city of Palm Springs, California, is they're running a trial. They're running a test. They're going to devote money to a universal basic income program. I know, they call it a handout. A lot of people call it a handout. I call it slavery. Think about this for a minute. You're going to have people that become dependent on government for their very basic livelihood. When government pays you simply to exist, when you're dependent on government for that check in order to live, you're not free. You're a slave. Think of it this way. So you get the whatever it is. I guess they're talking between $600 and $900 a month that they want to give to everybody. And they make it sound good. Oh, we're going to be taking care of the poor people. Oh, we're going to make people better. Oh, no, you're not. You're enslaving them. You're making them dependent on government. And of course, once government has control of the money, all they have to do to get you to snap to is threaten to cut off the spigot. Oh, you want to exercise your right to a freedom of speech? Well, you know, we might have to turn off your universal basic income. Oh, you think you have a right to be secure in your persons, houses, papers, effects? Remember, you agreed to it when you agreed to the universal basic income. We just threw that into the terms and conditions there. This is enslaving the American people. And the fact that they're just trying it in one city doesn't make a difference because California's talked about it. They've talked about it in Washington. These carrots are the bribe to literally make you dependent on government, to make you the slave of government. And a lot of people seem pretty happy with the idea. Hey, yeah, you know what? We'll take your money. We'll give up absolutely every one of our rights. We'll give up our freedom, our liberty, our very concept of being a free human being. We'll give it all away for a check. Is that what America has fallen to? Have we fallen so low that we will trade everything for a check? What happened to the men who pledged their lives, fortunes, and sacred honor to the cause of liberty? When now people are pledging their liberty for the cause of a small check. I don't know which disgusts me more, the people who offer it or the people who are begging for it. You know, I take that back. The people who are begging for it, they're the ones who disgust me more, because they're the ones that are enslaving themselves. Now, I have to take a break, but before I do, I want to let you know I'm putting together my 2022 tour. Now, I've already reached out to people who I've worked with before, but if you'd like me to come speak at your event, speak to your group, or just you want to see if we can put something together, contact me through the website, constitutionstudy.com. I don't have a tour page up yet. I'm still working on that. I'm working on some new topics and material about this idea of spreading the blessings of liberty. So you can find out more, but please contact me through constitutionstudy.com. I'm trying to get some dates and topics and agendas put together. And this is early days, so you can get in early and have a true impact on this idea of spreading the blessings of liberty. Also, while I'm at it, I want to remind you to check out healthycell.com. In fact, check out their Immune Super Boost. It's designed to support your immune system, even while you're on the go, with a simple travel-ready gel pack. You can mix it into a drink or just take it directly. It combines over a dozen immune supplements designed to keep your immune system running smoothly. Now, whether you're worried about COVID, the flu, or just the general crud, Immune Super Boost is the way to go. And you can get 20% off your first order. All you have to do is use the code OUTLOUD at checkout. Now, I use the Immune Super Boost. My family uses the Immune Super Boost. If you want to give it a try or any of their products, simply go to healthycell.com, put together your order, and when you check out, use that code OUTLOUD to get 20% off your first order. I like it. I believe you'll like it too. And I'll see you on the other side of the break.
This is Dr. Peter McCullough. Do you know there's no other condition that I'm aware of where vitamins and supplements make such a big difference than COVID-19? We have an abundance of data that we need to be replete with a variety of micronutrients, and that includes vitamins, minerals, and other substances our bodies need. I rely on Healthy Cell Super Boost. That's Immune Super Boost. It's a gel pack that can be taken every day. I like to do it before I exercise and before I go out. It's a wonderful supplement. It gives me the immune super boost that I need. Go to healthycell.com, use the promotional code OUTLOUD, and get a discount on your first order. Let's get real. Let's get loud on America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Because of COVID-19, many Americans worry about their health 4 times a day. That's 120 times per month. To minimize the worries, leading nutritional supplement company, Healthy Cell, created Immune Super Boost, an immune supplement that contains full effective doses of science-backed nutrients like vitamin C, zinc, elderberry, and echinacea, all in a one-a-day, pill-free, ultra-absorption ingestible gel. It tastes great, comes in a convenient squeeze gel pack, and it's more natural too, without chemical binders, fillers, and coatings. Supporting a strong and resilient immune system can be simple. Go to healthycell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of Immune Super Boost. That's healthycell.com, HEALTHYCELL, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Welcome back, everyday Americans. You've joined the Constitution Study, and we're talking about bribes and intimidation. I mean, sure, they like to call them carrots and sticks and pork and all sorts of, these are bribes and intimidation. Now, sometimes they hide them. They're not as upfront. They make them sound nice. Well, for example, you may have heard that the Biden administration, they're planning on allowing the sales of higher ethanol gasoline blends. Yeah, you may have heard as E15 gasoline sales. Now, let's start with this. Where does the federal government get the audacity to say they get to decide what blend of gasoline you can buy? No, we're not talking about sales across state lines. We're not talking about interstate sales. They're just sitting there going, nope, you have to, they turned around and said you had to put 15% ethanol because, well, we have to actually discharge more carbon dioxide with the ethanol and the, of course, all the fertilizer used to grow that. We actually have to burn our food. Yeah, that's it. We have to burn our food. And now, because gasoline prices are so high, guess what? They want to put more ethylene. They want to burn more of our food in this warped and twisted belief that somehow that would drop the price of gasoline. If ethanol were a financially better way of powering our cars, don't you think we'd be doing that already? And let's face it, don't you really see, I mean, I'm not going to read people's minds, but it seems to me that this E15 gas sale is more about sticking it to the big, bad fossil fuel industry than it is about actually, you know, it's more about supporting the Green New Deal than it is actually worrying about your gasoline prices. Well, why? I mean, sure, right now, corn is cheaper than oil. What happens when that changes? Do you really think the federal government's going to say, oh, no, you can go back to using real gasoline because it's cheaper? How about you just allow, you get your fingers out of the pie, you stop meddling with the system, and you allow the manufacturers to make what the people want. If the people want E15 fuel, then let them sell E15 fuel. They want E85 fuel. Where I get gas, there's actually a pump that says no ethanol. People pay premium just to get non-ethanol fuel. See, this is not a carrot. This is not the federal government being beneficent. Oh, we will let you use, we will deign to allow you to use more ethanol in your gasoline because we care so much about you. Baloney. This is just another Green New Deal hidden in plain sight. This is just another attempt to say, we don't care about the economics of it. We're gonna push this down your throat. This is the quintessential never let a crisis go to waste. If the federal government, if the Biden administration, first of all, I'm not even sure why the Biden administration thinks it has this power. Even if Congress passed a law that said that said the executive branch gets to determine gasoline formulas, that is not a power delegated to the United States. But you see how all this kind of gets lost in the noise? Oh, by the way, yeah, that E15 stuff, you don't have the legal authority to make that determination. So we continue down this tyrannical highway. We continue to be more and more ruled by government rather than served by it. And this is just the latest example. Now, here's the other funny part. You see, this waiver that the Biden administration is promoting, this idea, we're going to put a waiver and allow you to do this. Well, gee, thank you very much. How about you go take a flying leap? But it actually is only going to deal with about 2,300 of the nation's 150,000 gas stations. You see, there's only a relatively small percentage of the gas stations that are actually set up to sell E15 gasoline. And I wonder how many American vehicles will run efficiently on E15 gasoline. See, the third little secret, nobody tells you, one of the odd things, I grew up around auto racing. I grew up around IndyCar, and everybody talks about that you know, there are race cars that run on ethanol. Yeah, they run on alcohol. Yeah, what they don't tell you is they get really lousy fuel mileage. It takes a lot of ethanol to power a race car, a lot more than it does gasoline. Well, take NASCAR. NASCAR, which runs on basically high-octane gasoline, but stuff you could get out of it. It's higher octane that you get out of the pump, but not huge, right? They get about 4.5 to 5 miles a gallon. IndyCar gets between 2 to 3. They don't care about that. So this grand gesture really is only going to help a relatively small number of people. And this idea that, rather than saying we have the ability to produce more energy. It is government that is preventing us from producing more energy. But rather than unleashing that power, The Biden administration wants us to burn food. Have you been to the grocery store lately? Have you noticed how the price of food has gone way, way up? What do you think is going to happen when we start burning our food in our fuel tanks? Do you think the price of food is going to go up even more? Yeah, it's a shell game. It's smoke and mirrors. It's not even sleight of hand. It's a blatant bald-faced manipulation. And sadly, far too many of the American people are falling for it. But then again, a carrot without a stick seems, well, incomplete, doesn't it? So at the same time, you have the Biden administration promoting fake carrots. Oh, we're going to let you produce E15. We're going to let you do this. And it's all because you want to ease the burden. We're not actually going to do anything that will actually drop the price of gas. No. At the same time, you have a House subcommittee that's blaming the increase in fuel prices, not on American energy policy, not from the point that the fact that we went from an energy producer to an energy consumer in less than a year, not the fact that we scuttled the pipelines, not the fact that we've stopped approving drill leases. No. Not that we've stopped offshore, we've limited offshore. Nope. None of that. Ignore the fact that gasoline prices were going up long before Putin made his move on Ukraine. Nope. It's all the greedy energy companies. There's a House subcommittee claiming that the American oil and gas companies are price gouging. Now, I'd love to see their evidence. I'd love to see just how much they've increased what they charge for the actual gasoline compared to what it costs to actually produce the gasoline. You see, and I'd love to see just how much of that, those money you're paying at the pump actually goes to the gas and oil companies, and how much we're going to your state and local and federal government. You see, there's you can't have a carrot without a stick. It just doesn't apparently work as well. So at the same time, the Biden administration is pretending that they're going to let you produce gasoline or car fuel that's cheaper. They're going to punish them for their accusations of price gouging. Now, let's forget the fact that if we truly were a capitalist economy, these people say, well, it's capitalism. If this truly were a capitalist economy, price gouging is what people call price gouging, more often than not, is simply the price of the market, supply and demand. You cut the supply, you increase the demand, the price of something goes up. But you see, the problem is Washington, D.C. doesn't like the competition. See, they're more than happy to tax gouge you left, right, and center. But they don't like the competition from somebody else. They don't like the fact that, not entirely, but in large part, their policies have helped driven up inflation, they're driving up the price of food, they're driving up the price of gas and oil. They got to find somebody to blame. So out comes a stick, and we're going to beat on the energy companies. Now, if they actually had evidence, forget the fact that Congress is not an investigative arm, but this is about, they just want to find another reason to tax them, right? It's the big oil windfall profits tax bill. They want to add more tax. They want to up the tax to 50% per barrel, increase in the taxes, because they don't like the fact that somebody else is making money and they're not getting their beak wet. But if they actually had evidence that fuel companies, that oil companies were gouging, why not just publish it? Why not let the American people know which companies are ripping them off? Because they don't want people knowing why they're getting ripped off. And they don't really want to drop the price of fuel. They just want to get credit for it. Because the one thing they won't tell you is, if you tax something, it gets more expensive. Yeah. If they tax something, it gets more. So if they're going to have a 50% increase on the taxes on a barrel of oil, what do you think the price of gasoline is going to do? Do you think it's going to go down? Or do you think it's going to go up? How do they think it's going to punish these evil oil companies that they don't like? See, this is just a blind stick. This is just a blind man out there whacking away, trying to find somebody to blame and trying to make a dollar while doing it. And to me, that's, you know, that has become the modus operandi of Washington, right? We blame somebody else, and then we figure out a way to extract some money from them as we try to control them to fix a problem that Washington created. See, that's the thing about the way Washington does bribes and intimidation, carrots and sticks. It's about inducing you to do what they want. If they can do it through offering you a goodie, that's fine. If they have to get regulatory and beat on you to do it, they'll do that without any hesitation. But I also noticed that it seems to me the committees that are, the people, I should say, in these committees that are really pushing this big oil stuff happens to be the Democrats. Now, I haven't changed my mind. A pox on both their houses. The Republicans are no angels in this either. But I find it interesting that it is a Democratic presidential administration that's trying to convince you that all you have to do is burn your food rather than gasoline in order to save money. While at the same time, members of the same party blame oil companies and gas companies for the problems that their policies have created. And let's use this opportunity to once again promote, well, the green agenda. Let's get us off of fossil fuels. Let's get us burning ethanol because it's supposedly better for the environment, even though, well, it really isn't. Again, because there's less energy in a gallon of ethanol than there is in a gallon of gasoline. And of course, if you it's kind of like squeeze. Maybe it's like think about like squeezing a balloon, right? You blow a balloon up there, you squeeze one part, another part gets bigger. So if they're going to take corn to turn it into ethanol, well, then there's going to be less corn for food. And remember, we use a lot of corn stuff in food, and of course we use corn to feed livestock, which we then eat. So if there's less corn for food, the price of food go up. The price of food goes up, the price of feeding cattle goes up, which means the price for meat and dairy goes up, which means price inflation gets even worse. And let's not forget, corn is not the most efficient crop to create ethanol, but it's the one we use in the U.S. It's the one we subsidize in the U.S. because that's the one the federal government wants us to use, because I'm assuming they're getting votes from the corn growers in Iowa because they want to be able to go to the Iowa caucus and say, see, we helped you sell more corn. Vote for us. Everybody who gets a carrot, the American people end up getting the stick. And it happens time and time and time again. And the American people never seem to learn. Now, I do have to head out for another break, but I do want to remind you of a couple things. First, again, you can check out constitutionstudy.com. You can find more articles, videos, whether you want me to come speak to one of your events. What I really want you to do is I want you to ask a question. See, there's on the menu bar, you click ask a question. There's a checkbox there that says, answer it on the radio. I'll still email you an answer, but I will also answer it here on the radio. So please, I'm looking for more questions to do a Q&A session here on the radio. So again, constitutionstudy.com. Just look for Ask a Question and leave me a question. I will answer here if you want on the radio. The other thing I want to let you know is you can find the Constitution Study 5 days a week, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on America Out Loud Talk Radio, heard on the iHeartRadio Network. You can listen from our media players, from our apps on Apple, Android, and Alexa. You can find all the links to all the places to find us on the homepage at AmericaOutloud.com. But don't just look for them and find them. Share them. That's my challenge to you. We talk a lot about being impacted. It's time for us to have an impact on others. And one of the things you can do is to share this information. Whether you're sharing the links to the podcast, to the apps, to the media player, go to AmericaOutloud.com, look under shows, you'll find the Constitution Study. Share links to my other programs, my other episodes. These are all tools that we can use to help let other people know about the Constitution, about the limits that we've placed on government and we've allowed them to completely ignore, about how Congress is supposed to work for us, not the other way around. You can be part of it. Again, go to AmericaOutloud.com, ConstitutionStudy.com, take all the articles, the videos, the episodes, and share them with as many people as you can. Share them on social media. Let us help spread the word that you can read and study the Constitution for yourself and secure the blessings of liberty.
If you're like me, you'd like life to return to some kind of normal. You're burned out on the precautions, but deep down, you still want to avoid getting sick. You've heard it talked about time and again by respected medical professionals. Use a povidone iodine antiviral nasal spray. Made in the USA, Cofix RX reduces viral loads and minimizes the risk of you getting sick. Find a retailer near you or click our banner ad on AmericaOutloud.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
The spirit of American liberty and justice is woven into the soul of America Out Loud. Now we invite you, friends, to invest some of your time with our magnificent family of experts, their minds and voices. It's all back at AmericaOutloud.com. Liberty and justice for all.
In today's world, there's no escaping the headlines filled with warnings about emerging viruses and dangerous superbugs. Genesis is the only technology that safely and effectively obliterates harmful pathogens both in the air and on surfaces. Genesis plus HOCL neutralize these threats to your environment in just seconds. Find out more about this amazing technology at genesisfogger.com/outloud for a 15% discount. With Genesis, you'll be prepared for what's next.
Welcome back, everyday Americans. You've rejoined the Constitution Study. Today, we're talking about bribes and intimidation. You know, and I bet you there are some situations in the bribes you haven't thought all the way through. Well, take, for example, University of California, Irvine has announced they're joining three other University of California schools in using a $2.3 million federal grant. That's bad enough. You got the federal government paying a state institution for something, but they're paying for them to hire Hispanic professors. Now, just let that sink in for just a second. Because if you think about it, what we're saying is we're not saying, hey, we're going to have a federal law that's going to make it illegal to discriminate against Hispanic professors. No, we're actually going to bribe the University of California system to hire Hispanic professors and to discriminate against non-Hispanic professors. That's right. Your tax dollars, federal funded discrimination. And tell us our government isn't racist. See, I know they're saying, well, you know, gee, Hispanic professors have had a hard time in the past. Maybe they have, maybe they haven't. But first of all, you're extorting money from the American people. You're embezzling money to pay for something you're not authorized to pay for. And you're using it to induce racism. and discrimination. Isn't that wonderful? And then people wonder why Congress has such a low approval rating. Well, maybe because it's you're spending millions of dollars to bribe colleges to become even more racist in their hiring practices. Could that be part of it? I know the number of unconstitutional illegal acts in this one story alone seems mind-boggling. But it's worse. You see, the logic behind this, or the supposed logic behind this, is that minority students learn better with professors from the same ethnic or racial background. So you can only learn, and again, this, you got to watch out for this. This is specifically for teachers in science, technology, engineering, and math. You're telling me a Hispanic student learns algebra better from a Hispanic professor than from a Black professor? That a Hispanic student is going to learn chemistry, engineering, math, science better from a Hispanic teacher, from a Hispanic professor, than from an Asian professor? I'm sorry. This is racism. This is racism right here, right now, and you, American taxpayer, are paying for it. Oh, and even if you're one of the almost 50% of American households that don't pay federal income tax, remember, Social Security taxes end up going into the general fund. And what they don't have, they just borrow in your name anyway. And you're still for this, huh? Now, why? Why would the federal government spend money on racist school projects? Why would they bribe colleges and universities to enact racist hiring practices? Could it be that there's a group that's influencing our pure as a wind-driven snow politicians in Congress to spend money on school programs that they think are best? Could it be that there's a group of people that represent teachers and that could they be spending money to influence politicians to spend money the way they want? Could that be? Maybe, since the National Education Association, the largest teachers union in the country, spent $66 million on political activities. There was another $117 million in contributions, gifts, and grants that were primarily political donations out of a total budget of $374 million. See, the political activities, that's 18% of the union's budget went towards political activities. 32% went towards those gifts and grants. Maybe the teachers' union is bribing the politician so that the politician will bribe the schools to do what the teachers' union wants. Now, I'm not opposed to the idea of unions. But the problem is when you have public unions in the public sector, when the people who are making the decisions that impact the union are being donated to by the unions, that seems like a conflict of it. No, that seems like a bribe. So in here, we even have two layers of bribe. We have the teachers union bribing the politicians, and then the politicians bribing the schools to get the teachers what they want. And they're all doing it with your money. Because since the National Education Association represents public school teachers, and where does the NEA get their funding? They get it from the teachers, which get paid by your taxes. Does anybody else see this incestuous relationship going on here? And if you're a teacher, and by the way, I've had a lot of great teachers. I've had them. There are a couple of teachers that have had a tremendous impact on my life. But is this what you're paying dues for? So that they can politic for you? I thought the union was supposed to be representing you in your workplace, not representing you in politics. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm just misreading the whole thing. Then again, maybe Congress and politicians have learned the art of the long con. See, sometimes the carrot and the stick are separated by years, even decades. How many of you remember the housing crash of 2008? Now, we forgot, when we watched the housing crash of 2008, we conveniently forgot. We were ready to blame those big, nasty bankers, completely forgetting that they were doing exactly what the federal government had asked them to do. Right? Subprime loans. To put more people in houses, whether they could afford it or not. Then we had the crash, of course. Oh, it's terrible. We must come and save you. Remember, sometimes a bribe isn't cash. Sometimes the bribe is a promise that we're going to save you. Now, part of the bribe, the salvation from the 2008 housing crash, was a thing called the CFPB. Was it the Consumer Financial Protection Board? We are out to protect you. It sounds like a mafia racket, doesn't it? It'd be really sad if something were to happen to you, consumer, because you don't have our protection. See, they offered protection. And now, here we are, it's 2022, so it's, what, that makes it 14 years later. And what we have is we have the director of the CFPB, who's been talking about using his power to, well, make businesses and the marketplace better for you by, well, making it woke. You see, the CFPB announced a sweeping new set of changes. Their goal is to better protect families and communities from illegal discrimination. So how are they going to do that? By making firms provide to the federal government their processes for assessing risk and discriminatory outcomes, including documentation of customer demographics and the impact of products and fees on different demographic groups. In other words, they want the firms to report racist. They care. Oh, well, let's see, your risk analysis. Does your risk analysis impact a certain demographic that we like? Does it impact it more than others? Not whether or not the test is racist. Does it have do we don't like the outcome? Or maybe we need documentation for customer demographics. You know, do you sell primarily to white men? That might be a bad thing. And how do your fees impact different demographic groups? You know, hey, well, your fees, maybe they impact the poor more than we would like. See, they gave you the carrot of we'll protect you. They added another carrot. See, we're going to protect your families from illegal discrimination. The stick is now your company isn't your company anymore. The firms must tell the federal government how they run their business so that the federal government can regulate them in a way the federal government wants. You seeing a pattern here? Are you seeing how government uses regulations supposedly created to protect you, to benefit you, but it uses them eventually to control you? The carrot becomes the stick. The bribe becomes the intimidation. And if you look around and you open your eyes to it, you'll find that is how the vast majority of government works. It is about offering you carrots, offering you bribes, or threatening you with regulatory intimidation. And every so often, one of these politicians, one of these bureaucrats, lets the truth slip. Well, for example, Anthony Fauci was on MSNBC. And he was asked a question. You see, China's going through some really draconian lockdown tactics. I mean, truly dystopian, evil type lockdown practices. So as he was responding to the question, he said, China has a number of problems, two of which are that the complete lockdown, which was their approach, a strictest lockdown you'd ever be able to implement in the United States. Although that prevents the spread of infection, I remember early on that we were saying, and I think accurately, they were doing better than anyone else. So, but that's not the let slip. But that points is like, oh, look at it. Lockdowns, draconian, lock people up. Not for doing wrong, not because they're infected, simply locking people up. They did it better than we did, and that's a good thing. But he went on, he said, you use lockdowns to get people vaccinated so that when you open up, you won't have a surge of infections. Oh, I see. The lockdowns aren't meant to stop the spread of infection. They're meant to intimidate you into vaccination. Do the lockdowns make a little more sense now? Does the ridiculous rules about who gets locked down, when they get locked down, who's an essential business, do they make more sense now? That it's less about actually keeping you safe and more about making you so miserable you will comply with their draconian orders. That is the carrot being turned into a stick. That is the bribe being turned into the intimidation. We will keep you safe. All you have to do is give up all your rights. All you have to do is admit we are an aristocracy that knows better than everybody else. And we'll take care of everything. That's all you have to do. Admit that you don't have rights. Admit that we control everything. That all you, just give it all up and we'll take care of you. Is that how America wants to live? Because that is the man behind the curtain. The governments, and again, all levels, we focus on the federal government. This happens at state and local levels. They bribe you to giving up your rights, giving them control. Then they intimidate you into following their rules. All they're asking for their goodies is that you give up your right to yourself. It's like they're getting you dependent on a drug. Here, we'll give you a grant. We'll pay for your college. We'll build your road. We'll build your bridge. We'll build your school. We'll give you money we're not legally authorized to, because then you'll vote for us. And then, of course, once you have that, well, you don't want to give that up, do you? Government sounds more and more like organized crime. It sounds like the mafia. They're just going to make you an offer you can't refuse. They've even gone so far as to not even bother saying, hey, well, you know, maybe we'll send you a check. They just started putting money in people's bank accounts. Is that how America wants to live? Dependent on a government run by an effective aristocracy, a ruling political class? Is that the America that you think of when you sing the national anthem? Is that the land of the free and the home of the brave? Yes, there are costs to living free. There is cost to liberty. Our founding fathers knew that when they pledged to each other their lives, their fortune, and their sacred honor to the concept of independence and liberty. Are we willing to sell it for a bowl of pottage? For the siren song of being taken care of making life easier, of doing things for us that we should be doing for ourselves? If that is what America has come to, then, well, the experiment in self-government has failed. Now, the problem is most Americans, they've been hoodwinked. They're so used to seeing it this way. They think this is the way it's always been. This is the way it's supposed to be. They're blindfolded. How can we change that? How can we remove the blindfolds, or at least give them a peek out from underneath the blindfold? See, it's what I talk about doing here, spreading the blessings of liberty. like a seed, like Johnny Appleseed. You take the blessings of liberty and we spread them into as many minds and hearts as we can. We recognize that not everybody will listen. Not everybody will be ready to accept it. But maybe we find a few. Maybe we find a few people that will look at the cherished offering from government and go, no, thank you. It's amazing what the word no can do. No, thank you. See, if they don't control your money, they have less control over your life. If they don't control how you live, it's easier to say no. And you can help. So that's why I talk about taking the episodes, giving likes and subscribe so that the algorithms will share these podcasts and these episodes farther. By sharing them with friends and family, by posting them on social media, it helps you take these seeds that I'm generating and spread them far and wide so that you and I together can do more than just sit here and whine and complain. We can actually share the blessings of liberty with ourselves and with our posterity.
Pay the bills, stay out of jail, love the neighbors, and have a few good friends.